Are you or someone close to you addicted to porn? Millions of men are, but you don't have to stay caught in this ugly trap. I'm Brian Patrick. Welcome to Crossing the Goal, where we tackle tough, manly issues. We'll be discussing things you may not want young children to hear. The road back from porn with special guest Dr. Peter Kalponis, this time on Crossing the Goal. We're kicking off our show on the road back from porn. First, let's meet our Crossing the Goal team. From Renewal Ministries, Peter Herbeck. From Focus, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, Curtis Martin. And former All-Pro wide receiver and NFL coach, Danny Abramowitz. And men, before we started our show today, we prayed up to St. Michael the Archangel. This is really a battle for men, and it's one that has to be won and can be won.
I mean, we've all felt in our heart a real passion for this subject, haven't we? A passion for this show and just want to see it happen. And I know that Jesus Christ has the power to change our lives. And I mean, I know guys who were deep into this stuff, and they took the right steps, the kind of wisdom we're going to get today, and they've relied on the grace and power of the Holy Spirit, the sacraments of the church, and all that wisdom, and they got free. They're living it day to day, but they came from slavery to freedom. Paul says, for freedom, Christ has set us free. That's our destiny and our inheritance.
And behind this big, ugly trap is actually a glorious calling that men have been given. St. Peter talks about this in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. He talks about the relationship of man and woman through the husband and wife relationship, but he calls us to be those who would grant honor to women. We're called by God to recognize a certain weakness or fragileness, or I would like to say deep value in women, and rather than become predators, to become protectors. Men, we've been called to be protectors, and that's the healing we want to seek.
Guys, I can't wait to get to the bottom of this thing. I'm interested in, let's get to the bottom of this thing. Let's bring it out to what
it
is. Let's fight to the end. And I want to do this. I have four grandsons, young ones.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to the bottom of this thing.
That's right. And Dr. Peter Kalponis will be joining Curtis for the game plan as we map that out for you next here on Crossing the Goal. How important is it for us men to stay together in this battle?
No question about it. And we're all, you know, it's an embarrassing thing. It's nothing that we're proud of, but it's part of us. You know, as somebody mentioned earlier, it stops 15 minutes after you die. You know, and until that time, we have to fight it all the time. And knowing other guys are suffering from the same problems is encouraging to me. And I know that we can work together and try to defeat it.
We're back, and our theme is the road back from porn. This is a delicate subject matter, and we want to warn that there are young ears that may not be appropriate for, so please be attentive to our subject matter today. I'm Curtis Martin. I'm here with Dr. Peter Kalponis, and we're excited because, Doctor, you have been working as a therapist helping men deal with pornography problems, particularly addictions, and we really want to go after and see. This is actually a very dangerous, a very deadly issue, but you found a path through the church's teachings to healing and restoration, and that's what we want to talk about.
Exactly. Well, when it comes to the healing, I would say, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So it starts with protecting the family. And I divide this up into two age groups. For children up to the age of 10, you need to protect them. They don't need to see it. They shouldn't see it. It hurts them. It takes away their innocence. So you need to monitor, what are they doing on the internet? What are they looking at? What's happening at their friends' houses? Do you know what's going on there? You have to monitor, what is the print media coming into the home? What catalogs are coming into the house? What is going on? You really need to be vigilant about this to really protect them from encountering it. If they do encounter it, you need to encourage them to come and talk to you about it. So, and you need to teach them virtue. Teach them modesty and virtue. And you can do this for children at such at young ages, too.
Okay, but now they get a little bit older.
They get older.
You said about 10 years old. Why now? You've got that age because the average age that people are encountering pornography?
Is 11.
11 for the first time,
that's the average age. So kids 11 and older, you need to prepare them to go out into the world because they are going to encounter it out there. It's inevitable. And you need to teach them about it. You need to teach them that this is as serious as drugs and alcohol. It's an addictive substance. You need to do this. And also, virtue, character development is so important. You know, if you're teaching your sons and your daughters to respect themselves, to respect others, to be honest, to be virtuous people, bring them up into the faith, it's going to be much easier for them to avoid it and to stay away from it when they do encounter it.
Okay, so you protect the real young, prepare yep. those who are
exactly.
now coming of age, but unfortunately we get to the point where you still get people that are falling into this deadly trap.
You are.
So there's a road to recovery, though.
There's a road to recovery, and I found a 7-point plan for recovery that I found works, and this comes from years of working in this and looking at all the programs out there. The first one is self-knowledge. You got to admit you have a problem. That's it every day. Admitting you have a problem, knowing what your triggers are, and being willing to do whatever it takes. And that's it. You got to be willing to do whatever it takes. Number two, you know, you have to purify the home. Get rid of all the porn. For some men, that means getting rid of the internet. You have to do whatever it takes, getting rid of all porn, all access to porn, everything. Third, you need support and accountability. You need to be around brothers who understand you, that are going to hold you accountable, and are going to support you. This is where 12-step groups come in, or even just Catholic men's groups. Fourth, counseling. You need to know what's the root cause. We often talk in addictions about self-medicating, using the substance to self-medicate. What are you medicating for? Let's get to the root of it. That'll make sobriety easier. Five, a spiritual plan. You need God. You need to walk with the Lord. You talk to anybody who's ever been successful in recovery and they'll say, it couldn't have done it without God's grace. You need it. In our church, we have God. We have the sacraments, which are so important and so strong, so powerful. In helping men, this is one thing that our Catholic faith can offer men in the fight, in the recovery process. Sixth, you need education. You need to know what pornography does to a man, what it does to marriages, to families, what the industry is doing to us as a whole. It's hard to fall into using it when you know the truth about it. And seventh, the final thing I talk about is virtue. You need to work on virtue, and this is something that our Catholic faith focuses. You need humility. You need honesty, you need courage, you need faith, you need hope, you need all these things. And as you're working on all these 7 points, this is where men find freedom.
You know, it's interesting, porn. Doctor, that one of the things I think a lot of people listening to say, well, we've got the sacraments, mm-hmm. we've got confession, we've got the Eucharist, yeah. and yet what our experience working with college students is, while that you can't get out without those, mm-hmm. nevertheless, even with those, you actually need these other steps that you're talking
about.
You
need it. You need support and accountability. You need people that are going to hold you to task, but also help pick you up when you fall. You need to get rid of the porn. You know, the alcoholic's not going to get better if he keeps going into the bar. You got to get rid of it. You have to, so all of these points are so needed in order to put together an effective recovery program.
Is recovery easy?
No.
Is it possible?
It's possible. It's possible, and there is victory.
Yeah.
There is victory, and if you're committed to it and you stick with the program, you can experience victory.
We want to be able to see that this trap, as you mentioned in our previous program, is a pandemic where it's affecting more mm-hmm. men than we can possibly count.
Oh, yeah.
I know in our work on the college campus, we've seen this as one of the fundamental roadblocks for mm-hmm. young men who now want to live their Catholic faith,
yeah.
but can't step into leadership because they're enslaved by pornography.
Exactly. This knows no age limit. I mean, you have kids as young as 12 years old getting addicted to it. You have men who are 80 in their 80s becoming addicted to it. Anybody who has access to the internet today is at risk.
I got to believe we've got a lot of people watching right now mm-hmm. who have a lot of questions about this. I'm really looking forward to going down mm-hmm. and joining the other guys in the red zone to discuss the specifics and the practicals of how to dig out on this. Brian?
All right, Curtis, Dr. Peter Kliponis, and Coach, the real key to this is God's grace.
God's grace, and we're going to overcome this. We're going to get down here, we're going to talk about positive stuff, and we're going to talk about hope down in the red zone.
You go, Coach. We're in the red zone next on Crossing the Goal. We've got a lot to cover here in the Red Zone on our show On the Road Back from Porn. Dr. Peter Kliponis is our special guest here on Crossing the Goal. And Dr. Peter, from one who has been blessed with recovery from a serious addiction, I know that it would have been impossible for me if not for God's grace. But with God, all things are possible.
Exactly, exactly. And you cannot do it without God. You need that grace. There's something about it that, you know, when you have the Lord in your life, when you're walking in the Lord, you have a special power that you can cling on to that's going to help you. You have access to it, and that's going to really help you through it. And you talk to anybody who's ever been through recovery, and they'll say, yeah, if it wasn't for God, you know, it was, you know, really, it was those times when you're in the deepest, darkest pit that you finally get to the point where you realize you need help and you reach out to God, and He's the one that pulls you out.
That is a perfect point. Let me cover some stuff on that pertaining to me. I was in that same fix with alcohol. And what happened is, Lord, it ended up being a blessing. The guy that brought me in, he said, it's going to be a blessing. A lot of guys out here are trapped, maybe. Exactly. It's going to be a blessing, I promise you. Let me tell you why. Oh, yeah. I got into the problem. I was sober, but not serene. Mm-hmm. When the Lord came into my life. See, we're not talking about just getting rid of pornography. We're talking about a new way of life. We're talking about in the Lord with positive feelings about yourself, not negative feelings. Mm-hmm. We're talking about building up, not tearing down. Because the devil will tear down. The Lord builds up. Mm-hmm. We need to be totally trust in Him. With His help and working with people like yourself, you can overcome any of this kind
that's
of stuff.
That's absolutely where Amen. It starts. You know,
exactly.
Peter, there's parents out there with teenage boys and teenage girls say, how do I talk to my kids about this? How do I approach them? What do I say?
Let's pile on. We've got a bunch of teenagers at home, and they're great kids, but there's a time, always feel as though there's a certain pressure. Why are we always the most unplugged? We're like quasi-Amish, and there's this pressure to try to be in the world but not of the world, and yet it's, how do you even do that?
Well, one thing I tell parents, a lot of times parents have a hard time talking to their kids about pornography because they associate it with talking about sex, and parents, they don't like to do that. I say, listen, talk to your kids about it like it's drugs and alcohol. It's an addictive substance. And the reason why you're limiting this is because that internet, that's where the drug pusher is coming into your home. That's where the pusher is entering your home, and you need to keep the drug pusher out. And you need to talk to them that this is highly addictive. Talk to them about the science. I know kids, they don't want to hear about morality. They don't want to hear about religion, but you can talk to them about the science. And then you can go into the religion and say, look, you know, this is the science. It supports church teaching. There's something here with what the church is saying. The church wants to protect you. The church wants you to have that life and life in abundance that God offers. So you look at it from that perspective. You also tell your kids, look, this is going to affect the way that you relate to others later on. Your sons, your grandsons, listen, if you're looking at this stuff online, how do you think that's going to affect the way you view women? Are you going to view women as wonderful children of God who are beautiful and to be respected? Or are you going to view them as simply there for your own sexual pleasure? This does have an effect. Even girls, you got to tell your teenage girls, look, you know, look at what this does to women. And if you're dating a boy and you find out he's looking at this stuff, let me tell you, he's not worth it.
Yeah, you gotta really let him have know. To remind. I know. I think of our daughter, who's just this wonderful, beautiful gal. She's surrounded by girls who are in this culture, and just reminding her that she's a child. She's a princess in the kingdom of God. Yeah. She's beautiful in God's eyes. She's beautiful in my eyes. Yeah. And to have the dignity of a daughter of God, because they're just being taught to live down to a standard that's brutal.
Yes. You asked your daughters, look, are you going to allow your life to be dictated by what goes on in pornography? Are you going to allow your relationships to be dictated by what goes on in pornography? And you can say the same thing for the boys, too.
Doc, in order for parents and grandparents to talk about their children and grandchildren, you have to have knowledge of it. Mm-hmm. You can't talk about something that you don't know. Where can they go learn? Where can parents, grandparents learn more about this?
There's a lot of places where they can go. There are websites that talk about it. There's an excellent book that was just published called Pornland, How Pornography Has Hijacked Our Sexuality. It was written by a woman named Gail Dines, who's a sociologist, and she has spent a good 20 years studying what pornography is doing to our country, to our young people. It's an excellent resource. There are a lot of new sources coming out of information, and really it's only been within the past 5 years that people are really starting to talk about it. I mean, I'm currently working on a book about it from a Catholic perspective, and right now I'm the only one doing it, so we're still young in our infancy of doing this, but there is information out there. There's a website called FamilySafeMedia.com, which you can find all the current statistics on this and what's going on out there. So there are sources out there that people can go to.
I want to mention your website, maritalhealing.com, as this resource comes together, this pamphlet that you talked about.
On there, I actually have a webinar that people can go to and they can watch the listen to the webinar. I'm working on a booklet actually for John at Bankovic that should be coming out within the next couple of months, so they can get more from that.
Hope is on the way.
Yep. Hope,
marital
is,
healing.
Hope is on the way. Hope is on the way. I mean, I wish I could you know, I wish I had 25 hours in the day that I could be working
it's
on
a good
this.
Start.
You know,
yeah.
I heard that the accountability groups with, you know, you're in a group brothers together and you're caring about one another. I understand that they can tap into your computer. If you go on, try to go online, it goes to them.
Exactly. There are services called accountability services where you subscribe to the service on your computer and you give them the email address of a trusted friend or relative. And if you ever go on even the slightest questionable website on your computer, that person gets an email
That's
report.
A strong deterrent.
It's a strong deterrent because you know, hey, Big Brother's watching, but it's also a help because if you do fall, that person can come to you and say, hey, are you having a bad day? What's going on?
And just the fact that you submitted yourself to that kind of scrutiny
exactly.
is a very positive step.
There's an excellent service. It's called CovenantEyes.com that I recommend that people can go to. I know several colleges and even Catholic seminaries use this service and they found it to be really helpful to guys not only avoiding it but also helping those who have a problem.
It's so important because this sin is a lot like a cockroach. It loves the darkness.
It does.
Just that added accountability of one person is a light in the darkness to be able to see. Because we've seen by following principles like yours, real success in the college students that we've been working with. It's not a broken today, fixed tomorrow type process. It's a process, but there's real healing in Christ. Through this.
I would love to see these accountability groups started on college campuses. Three or four guys.
Yep, that's
they
what
get together and they're working with each other and they're supporting each other and they're helping. And it's not just avoiding porn, but it's growing to be men of God, true virtuous men of God. That's what we need.
What about on your screen, put a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus or Mary or something on the screen?
Exactly. You can do that. You know, one of the things I often talk about with men is the sexual utilitarian philosophy. And that's the idea that it's okay to use other people for your own sexual pleasure, all right? And I have men, I say, get a little yellow post-it note, write sexual utilitarian philosophy on it, put it on your laptop. Mm-hmm. And when they see that, they realize, okay, I can't be using these women in porn for my own sexual pleasure. You know, Pope John Paul II wrote, the opposite of love is not hate, it's use. It's using people. And if men realize this, they don't want to use women. This is a good deterrent.
To be able to see that. Better than that, when you hit that screen, you know, your main page is Jesus Christ looking at you or Mary. That's a deterrent.
I
tell people, you know, your main page, your screensaver, have Our Lady of Guadalupe on there. Have something on there that's a constant reminder that, you know, this computer is meant for godly purposes and nothing else.
Doctor, how do you overcome the shame that's involved in this? That one of the reasons guys stay in the dark is they just feel so much shame of what they've done.
That's a tough thing. And first of all, you have to realize, number one, God does not want us to live in shame. He does not.
Amen.
No condemnation, right?
No condemnation. That's not God's way. God's way is love and mercy and forgiveness and healing. Number two, realizing you are not alone. Let's face it. If there's all this porn on the internet, why is it there? Because there's a market for it.
Yes.
There are thousands, millions of other men who are also suffering with this. They're struggling and they want help. And this is why so many men, they're so afraid to go to a 12-step group like Sexaholics Anonymous, but when they finally get there, they're amazed because they finally have people that understand them. They get it, they know what's going on, and they want to help them.
You know, think about that not being alone. It's just the issue. Nobody thinks they're alone when they're watching an NFL game. There's a lot of other guys watching. Porn is twice the size, dollar for dollar.
It is alone. It is.
We have just 1 minute left. Coach, would you lead us in a prayer for those caught in this trap that they might find that road back?
Amen, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we thank you for bringing this problem out in the open. Lord, we thank you for everything that you do. We trust in you. We ask you, Lord, to give hope to all the people that are out here, whether they're in it or they're dealing with it as a family member. Lord, you love us so much. You want us to be healed. You want us to be positive. You want us to live in hope. And we know the only way we can do that is trust in you, call upon you, and you'll never fail us. We ask all this in your precious name.
Amen.
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 In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dr. Peter Klopones, thanks for being with us. And we want to thank the men and women in the American Armed Forces watching on American Forces Television. We hope that this series of programs has been especially helpful for you. You are in our prayers. We're in the end zone next. We get the last word from these guys on the road back from porn. We'll also look at our email bag here on Crossing the Goal.
I think temptation is everywhere, and I think the devil is temptation, whether it be from pornography, whether it be from gambling, whether it be just greed. I think money, you know, is the root of all evil, as they like to say, and I think the devil is there. There's the temptation. You know, people are this false sense with money. They can have everything. I mean, money is nice, but are you going to lose your soul over money? And I think as men, we in groups, we need to, you know, fight back. We need to understand, yes, we need money to survive, but there are other things that are more important. Our soul is in the ultimate end on that final judgment day. That's what it's all about.
Well, we've crossed the goal. We're in the end zone on our show on the road back from porn. Before we get the last word on our topic today, let's go to our email bag. A very complimentary email from Carol, who says, I would like to be able to listen while driving. She'd like to know if we're making it available on CD. She says, I love your show. Listen on Queen of Peace Radio, but can't always catch it. I know your show is aimed towards men. I am a woman, obviously, but I think your show is one of the best out there. Attaboy.
Yes, very nice. Nice. Very nice.
Okay, but we have something on a little more on the serious side that really does go along with the issue that we discussed today. Elaine writes, my sister's husband is into porn and is even cheating on her. What should I tell her to do regarding this?
I mean, she needs to go to her husband and deal directly with this and give him an ultimatum. Say, we can't live together as a married couple if you're cheating, if you're watching pornography, and really threaten separation. I'm not saying divorce, but separation, and say, you've got to do something about this. I'm not going to pretend that this is not a problem.
I'll go with you when you deal with it, but you got to step up, and right. You got to admit you got a problem, and you got to do something
enough
about it.
Enough.
I'm behind you.
Yeah, before that recovery can begin, there has to be this admission of powerlessness, and that usually comes when things totally fall apart.
Yeah.
And a guy says, I can't handle this. I've got to turn to God. So we mentioned the American Forces Network. Many people are watching around the world serving our country in various parts of the world. And this pornography problem really is probably a very real issue for some of these folks.
Well, I had heard from a friend of mine who's a high-ranking officer in the military, has been in Iraq and other places. He came back and he said, this is like an epidemic. It's challenging because guys are away from their homes. They're lonely. They're under fire. It's difficult. And when we were praying seriously about this show. And recently when we were praying about it, like yesterday, I felt in my heart like the Lord, what came to my mind were brothers who are in prison and brothers who are in the military fighting. And it's almost like the enemy has a strategy in your loneliness, in your challenges, to trap you in this. And I felt like the Lord said, you tell those brothers I love them and I'm with them. And beware of the enemy's strategy. And the Lord wants you to experience the freedom that comes from knowing you're loved by God and the Lord's with you in the midst of those really challenging situations you brothers find yourselves in.
Amen. And one of the groups that we don't always include in this discussion is the family of those who serve in the military.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
the sacrifices, Michael Ann and I have been around the world literally doing marriage retreats for married couples in the military. And you're not praised enough for the sacrifice you make for our country. But this issue affects all of us, and we want you to know that we're holding you up in prayer in a very particular way.
Okay, a quick final thought from each of you on the road back from porn.
Last night we were talking and praying about this. I was filled with a sense of righteous anger, and I feel like the Lord said, be angry, but do not sin. It's time for us to let that anger drive us to stand up and be the warriors and fight this thing.
And recognize that righteous anger should be directed towards defense. St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? The devil is attacking the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is your body, but fight.
Men, through the grace of God, I overcame an addiction to alcohol. The Lord can help you in this kind of situation, and He will help you. You must remember, through God's grace, anything can happen, but never, 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 never give up.
Thank you, Coach Danny Abramowitz, Curtis Martin, Peter Herbeck, and thanks to Dr. Peter Kliponis. His website is maritalhealing.com. We appreciate you being with us for Crossing the Goal, and we hope you'll be with us next time.
Welcome back. Our theme is the road back from porn. I'm Curtis Martin. This is Dr. Peter Klopanis.
Hot.
Klopanis.
Klopanis. It's phonetic.
Klopanis.
It's spelled phonetically. Thanks to the wonderful people at Ellis Island.
There you go.
It's spelled phonetically.